According to the agreement between the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security governing the operations at Guantanamo Bay, the administration gave officials broad and wide-ranging discretion to decide who to send to Guantanamo Bay, including the ability to transfer detainees there who lacked any serious criminal record in the U.S. or any at all.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to a prison in El Salvador. The judge warned he could refer the matter for prosecution. Major changes may be coming to the FDA's inspection programs. CBS's Alexander Tin is on the Health Watch.
FDA officials say that they have been asked to start drawing up plans to end routine food safety inspections, effectively outsourcing much of their work to state and local health authorities. Details of how the outsourcing would take place have not been finalized under the administration plan. High-risk food inspections, like for facilities making baby formula overseas, are still expected to be done by the FDA.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department to bar transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Attorney General
Maine's leadership has refused to comply. So now we have no other choice. We are taking them to court.
State officials say they're pushing back because the state's Human Rights Act protects a person's civil rights regardless of their gender identity. A man who'd been living on the streets of San Luis Obispo, California, has won $1 million in a lottery scratch-off game. Wilson Saman is one of the owners of the liquor store where the man bought the ticket.
He couldn't believe like he won that much money, and he's like, oh, finally I'm off the street. I was very happy for him. He deserved every penny of it. He's going to be up in his feet again, living off the street.
Stop scarfing down your food, says CBS's Allison Keys.
Are you that person who inhales their food and is done way ahead of everyone else at the table? Scientists say you should slow down. Take a breath, put down your phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the meal itself. Scientists say when people focus on eating, they tend to enjoy the meal more and eat less, and also don't risk annoying the person who put their heart in making it.
See, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
The NFL draft is a week away, and the league's is bracing for it.
Just over 105,000 in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 250,000 visitors are expected next week for the NFL draft. Local officials in Wisconsin to cover $1.25 million in public safety costs.
You just can't be too safe, and we want everybody to realize that they will be safe when they come here.
Lambeau Field has been host to frigid postseason games. It snowed there last week. The forecast for the draft calls for partly sunny weather with highs in the upper 50s, lows in the 40s. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Pro wrestling fans are preparing to descend upon Las Vegas for WWE's WrestleMania 41. What started as a one-night event has now morphed into a days-long extravaganza. Matches will be held on April 19th and 20th. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a light southeast breeze, and morning lows in the mid-30s. Heading into your Thursday with increasing clouds and a few late-day showers. Otherwise, highs of the lower 50s, south winds breezy. A better chance of rain Thursday night. It's 39 at our studios.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now and now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
Oh,
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Caught high neath the wings, the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Puts it and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
People. phone booth, it's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives. WRJN.
Told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
with local news. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave. Then I heard her say, yeah. So strong, come a little bit closer.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down. Now the house. as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later,
across the nation. Such a strange vibration, people in motion. There's a whole generation with a new explanation.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Lyle and Eric Menendez will appear via video in a courtroom in Los Angeles Thursday. They'll be hearing if a judge will give them a chance at freedom. The story from KNX radio reporter Emily Valdez.
The brothers are seeking to have their life without parole sentence changed to life with parole. They've spent 35 years in prison for the 1989 shotgun killings of their parents, Kitty and Jose Menendez.
The defense will put on a number of witnesses, including people who are on staff